to breakfast at a certain club in Pall Mall of which he was a chief ornament. At 10:15 the Major invariably made his appearance in the best black boots in all London, with a checked morning cravat that never was rumpled until dinner-time, a buff waistcoat which bore the crown of his sovereign on the buttons, and linen so spotless that Mr. Brummel himself asked the name of his laundress, and would probably have employed her had not misfortunes compelled that great man to fly the country. Pendennis's coat, his white gloves, his whiskers, his very cane, were perfect of their kind, as specimens of the costume of a military man en retraite. At a distance, or seeing his back merely, you would have taken him to be not more than 30 years old. It was only by a nearer inspection that you saw the factitious nature of his rich brown hair, and that there were a few crow's feet round about the somewhat faded eyes of his handsome mottled face. His nose was of the Wellington pattern. His hands and wristbands were beautifully long and white. On the latter he wore handsome gold buttons, given to him by His Royal Highness the Duke of York, and on the others more than one elegant ring, the chief and large.